What about last night here at the MCG? What a terrific performance it was by Port Adelaide. They've been questioned over the past few weeks, but they came up with the goods last night with not all of their best personnel out there. Brad Ebert was out there, and he joins us on the line. Brad, Peter Donegan here. Congratulations. That was a win full of spirit last night.
Hey, thanks very much. It was, I guess it was hard fought, and, the boys were excited at the end.
Were you worried in the first 8 minutes? Because we were worried up here in the commentary box. It just didn't look as though in that time that you were switched on. But then all of a sudden, once the switch was flicked, it was well and truly flicked.
Yeah, well, that's we knew that Richmond were going to come out pretty hard. You know, they've copped a fair bit of criticism over the last few weeks, just like we have. And so we knew it was going to be a tough, hard contest at the start there. And and who could settle into the game best would be the team that could really get the momentum going. So I thought that we were able to do that well, and then, like I said, settled into the game and got the ball on our terms and locked it in our forward 50.
Brad, in the build-up, Peter spoke about criticism. I mean, the president tweeted out that he wasn't happy with what's going on. I mean, how did the club handle that internally?
Yeah, well, that's Koshy's a passionate man, and he is in the media, and that's, part of his job. So, he has to sort of present and say what he feels, and that's how he is. And we weren't too fazed by it internally. I think that Koshy, like I said, he's outspoken and he's passionate about the club. So, we were okay with it. And to be honest, it was honest. So, that's that was how he felt, and we were okay with it.
And in terms of the honesty, what have been the biggest issues? I mean, it's just been fragmented the way you've gone about your business at times this year. We've seen the really good parts, the Port, but we haven't seen the consistency. What's been the fundamental issues you've had to address?
Yeah, well, I think the consistency across the board, really, to try and put a finger on it, the stoppage numbers haven't been great for us. And if you're looking at pure numbers, but then even last night, we didn't win the stoppages, but we were able to pressure it. So I felt like that was a lot better, even the fact that we weren't necessarily winning the stoppages, but the pressure was there, and the intensity around the ball really was a highlight, and therefore even if Richmond were winning clearances, we were able to turn it over and get off from that. So I think that's something that we've really tried to address over the last few weeks, and around the ground is just that, like I said, consistency across the board.
Brad, it's Drew Petrie. You had a couple of high-profile exclusions going into the game last night.
Clean it up, Drew.
Sorry, Brad. But the inclusions last night, I mean, came in, played their role, and it didn't seem to worry the side or the structure of the side.
No, well, that's exactly what we were after. And that's Kenny just spoke to the boys that came in and just said, they're in the side to do exactly that, just to play their role. And and they don't have to be special. They don't have to do anything, above and beyond. They just need to make sure that, say, like a Dougal Howard just needs to compete in the air and compete it in the ruck contest. And I thought he was really strong in doing that. And it gave our midfield, confidence to be able to play off that. So, that was an example of one of the boys that came in, and the rest of the boys did brilliantly.
Winning does amazing things to a football club, Brad. After the pressures of the past few weeks, it'll be a different place to be this week, I'd imagine.
Yeah, well, that's it. And the way that the boys have handled it the last few weeks has been really good. I think that we had a real strong focus on just making sure that we were, training right and doing everything we could, and knowing that the wheel would turn eventually. And so on the weekend was a good step, but, yeah, we know that that was one win, and we won't get too carried away with it just yet, but it is good to be able to win and enjoy it.
And a nice, pleasing draw coming up with Brisbane and Carlton. Nothing's easy in these days, but there are a couple of good opponents to have over the next couple of weeks. Brad, thanks for your time. Terrific effort by you and the team last night. Well done.
Thanks, guys. It's good speaking to you.
Brad Ebert joining us after Port Adelaide's win.